Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio and Dr. Samira Umat. Good morning. One more hour of your calls, your questions, your concerns about your health as we're aging, things that are happening, things that weren't happening a year ago. And now all of a sudden it's like my body's falling apart. Let's talk about this and let's talk about some of the preventative things. One of those is the Galleri test, which isn't really a preventative, but more
early
of a
diagnosis.
Early diagnosis. And this has been wonderful. I mean, what, 10 years ago, we were all saying, wow, I wish there was some type of a test that would let us know if we had the genes or could possibly get cancer down the road. And there is a test. Let's talk about that.
Well, we have, you know, five specific tests that people have for specific cancers. You know, we can test for prostate cancer, we can test for breast cancer, etc. But that leaves 100 or so cancers we couldn't test for. And now Galleri test is testing for 50 cancers with one blood test. So it's a screening test. It's not 100% precise, but it is very good at picking up, you know, early free DNA in your bloodstream that can give us a signal that you have one of 50 different cancers hiding there. And the wonderful thing about it is you can do this test even if you feel wonderful, great, happy, healthy. You say, nothing wrong with me, good, do the test, because that's, if you're going to have a cancer, we want to find it while you still feel great, before you have symptoms. By the time you have symptoms, it usually means the cancer is already spreading and causing systemic issues, and your chances of survival are already pretty poor then. If we can find the cancer while you still feel great and have no reason to think you've got a cancer, that's when it is most curable and treatable. That's when you got the best chance of letting you survive from that tumor. So basically, you know, the formal recommendations are everybody over 50 should have the Galleri test. And in fact, the Galleri test says everybody over 50 should have the test every year. Well, if I own the test, I'd want everybody over 50 to take it every year, too.
Sure.
But as a person significantly over 50, I'm not going to take it every year, but every 2 or 3 years, probably.
Depends upon your risk profile, too, right, Jerry?
Yeah. So, you know, my mom had both breast and colon cancer.
Right.
My father had prostate cancer and heart attack and stroke.
Yeah.
You know, so I've got a lot of family risks.
Well, again, it's a screening test, and it's, you know, if insurance covered for it, I'm sure most people would want it every year. But the problem is,
if insurance covered it, I'd do it every year.
Yeah, but right now insurance does not cover for it.
Right.
So
at around $1,000 a pop,
yeah,
you don't want to do it just to be doing it.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you don't want to miss a cancer.
Exactly.
And so personally, I'm thinking every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Just because it's a grand out of pocket.
Yeah, it is.
You know, but a test for 50 different cancers every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Is a whole lot better than anything we've ever had.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now we just do single cancer screenings like we do mammographies for breast cancer. We do colonoscopies for colon cancer, cervical cancer, and prostate cancer. Those are the only four cancers that we do screen for currently. And so there's a whole host of cancers that are detected very late. And when they're detected late, the prognosis is poor. Forget about the cost of the treatments. That's a whole different scenario.
It goes way up.
Exactly. And so if you're looking at, can I pick this lesion up early and get to treatment sooner, which will be less of an emotional, physical, financial burden on me, then yes, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
And to date, there really has been nothing else. And sooner or later, there will be FDA clearance for it. It's just that we don't have it right now.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, there is good evidence. There is data published. There is pick up early, which will help save a lot of time. And so we do believe in the test. We've read the studies. They are all favorable for early detection.
And we're having some personal experience with patients. And
we are.
You know, we had a person recently that took the test, felt good, had no symptoms, but turned out had a positive signal for colorectal cancer.
You know, yeah.
And had intervention early so that he's got a, you know, a wonderful chance for a complete cure and great survival.
That's right.
But he had no idea he had the disease. He had no symptoms of the disease. Just came to get the Galleri test because we offered it.
And the signal is, you know, it picks up one or two, as many signals as there are, right? So if it was just the colon, it'll give you the colon. But if it is rectum and colon, it'll pick up two signals.
Yes.
So now that gives an area for the physician to, when they're going in, to look and to look a little bit more carefully to see if they've missed anything. Like there was an example given recently where a head and neck tumor was detected. And they had scoped the patient, but originally they had missed the lesion, but the Galleri test was positive and they went back and scoped it and looked more carefully and they found the tumor hiding. And so there is value in this because it then makes you look more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then the point is that more treatment options are available earlier so that it doesn't become a major problem for the future. So we've offered this in the past. We're going to offer it again. Our cost has always been $1,250. We will be dropping the price to $1,000 for this test. And then if you do the longevity panel, we will give you our foundations, which, Jerry, you created. They are basically a wonderful mix of minerals, nutrients, vitamins.
It's kind of a super multivitamin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, initially when I came here eons ago, it used to be either you could just buy the bottles individually. They had everything in them. And then later on, you created the Longevity Essentials, which put them in a pack. And now you've created the third version of that, which is the Foundations.
The Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Foundation is basically the vitamins and supplements that the vast majority of people over 50 need.
Yeah.
And then we put that in as something as a starting point. And then we let the doctors customize above and beyond that.
Correct. Correct. And the dose also varies for, you know, what are we treating and what are we looking for? So we're happy to give you a bottle to get you started on the nutrients that are part of the foundations. And then we'll talk to you about what your test results show. And then we enhance the function based on what you tell us. You know, if it's just hormonal, we'll focus on the hormones. If it is cardiovascular, we'll be geared more towards that. If it's metabolic dysfunction, we'll be geared towards that. So we will gear what you need, and then we will shift and change and modify that constantly. So patients, some of my patients have tons and tons and tons of supplements that they take, and periodically I'll go over the list and we'll change, delete, add, modify them as necessary.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I probably take 20 pills twice a day.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Do you like to take them all at the same time? Because I do.
Oh, I don't know how you do that, Lynette. No.
Yes, Dr. Umat is like one at a time, and no, I'm like,
I
yes.
I can swallow 8 to 10 pills with one gulp.
Oh, my
God. But
gosh.
I can't get them all 20.
Okay. So, sometimes I break them, and, you know, just in how you take them in.
No, it has to be one or two at a time.
But knowing that it's not drugs, it's good for me, and it's helping me, that's huge.
Yep.
This is good for my body. This is what my body is needing. So, yeah. All right. No callers on the line right now. I know. Let's get some callers.
Okay.
No, come inside.
Come in out of the sun. Step into the shade. Call the number. Come on,
yes.
Give us a call.
Yes, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757.
Oh,
but you know,
Seafair Weekend.
Seafair Weekend. A lot of folks looking at those Blue Angels overhead.
I was out on my upper patio yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And they were practicing.
Oh, you saw that.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so I got a free air show from the comfort of my patio yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite nice. Loud and noisy because they were coming right over my house to turn around.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have friends on Mercer that are so excited, and they usually get those planes coming right up behind them, and they jump, and just what a beautiful day for it. So traffic, of course, and all of those things. Keeping that in mind. And if you are out in the sunshine, and we're going to get a bunch of it over the next week, make sure that you are protected no matter what your age with that sunscreen. It's my best friend. Hello.
But in the meantime, step into the shade, crank up your telephone, give us a call because we want to hear from you. And besides, we're going to get bored.
Yeah. Dr. Mixon's going to start
sharing stories.
You're never bored. He'll start sharing stories. No, we want to talk about your health and aging. And here is the number to get through as we take a quick break right here. 206-421-5757. When we come back, we'll talk with Dr. Mixon about, why he started longevity and why he has such a passion for what he does. And all of the doctors here, Dr. Umat included, with all three of our clinics in Tacoma, Kirkland, and in Linwood. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. You stay right there or get your phone. Call and join the show at 206-421-5757. We'll be right back.
Boat work.
Dr. Mixon now talking about getting a boat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, we were just chatting about the fact that, I'd love to have a boat, but I would not use it nearly long enough to justify the dock fees and the maintenance and the insurance, and not to mention the depreciation as it's dropping in value every year. And, And so, if I got a boat, I'd probably want to get one with one or two other families.
Oh, there you go.
So that the cost gets cut in half or two thirds.
We have two or three executives in our company.
Yeah. And then I'd want to find a boat that was, $150,000, $200,000 originally, but now is about 5 years old.
Okay.
So it's cut the price by at least 50%. So instead of, $150,000 or $200,000, it's now $75,000, $80,000, $90,000. You split that three ways, and that now becomes affordable, instead of $150,000 or $200,000, you're looking at $30,000 to $40,000.
Okay.
Something more reasonable.
All right.
And the maintenance fees and the dockage fees and all that can get split a few ways. But Van Dien swears that I am so impatient and so physically active that if I got on a boat in 3 hours, I'd be swimming for sure, because there's no way on earth I'd be able to stay constrained on a boat that long. And of course, my argument for her is, sweetheart, that just means I need a yacht instead of a boat so that I can run round and round the deck.
So Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, what if you actually did some doctoring, meeting patients on the yacht? Could we brand it the longevity?
I like that. We call it
the longevity.
Clinic number four.
Clinic number four.
That's what we call it. Clinic number four.
Then it's a tax write-off.
I used to know a cardiologist who named his boat The Office.
Okay.
Oh.
And whenever people couldn't find him, the answer from the office, he's at The Office.
He's at The Office. Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then, the most common disease treated by otolaryngologists is otitis media.
Yeah.
So I knew an ENT doctor who named his sailboat Otitis.
Really?
Yes. Oh.
That's funny.
Okay.
So, all you know, that's reasonable.
That's a thought.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And of course, I'd be more straightforward. I'd probably name it tax deduction.
But yeah, there you go. Oh, boy. We are Leading Edge Medicine, taking your calls at 206-421-5757. And Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, for some of our new callers that may not, you know, that have just maybe tuned in and don't know the history of why you went from being country doctor, medical doctor, to having such a passion for helping everyone as they're aging. And you started with yourself as your first guinea pig, right?
Yeah, it was a self-help project.
I like that better than guinea pig.
There you go. Yes. Yes. Sorry about that.
Actually, it all started when I was about 47 years old. And like most midlife men with a sedentary lifestyle, because I was working 14
hours.
You
were in crisis mode.
14 hours a day, and I had gotten fat. And I knew I was overweight. But the come to Jesus moment.
Yes.
Was when my PA came in the office and said, you know, Dr. Mixon, could you come consult with me with this patient?
Okay.
And I stood up, and my office chair came up with me.
Oh, boy.
It was stuck to my fat butt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And,
oops.
Oh, dear.
Now, there's nothing like having your office chair stuck to your fat ass when you stand up to drive home to the fact that your rear end is now way too wide.
Mm.
That office chair fit me fine when I had bought it 20 years earlier.
Right.
Yeah. who shrank this chair?
That's right.
What happened here?
And somebody washed it and put it in the dryer.
Right. Oh, boy.
So that kind of brought to my attention forcefully because my PA cracked up laughing. She had no mercy.
Is she still with us, Dr. Mixon?
She actually married Lynn, who is now my company president.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to see if, you know, she's still with us or not.
No, she's with us. I didn't kill her on the spot.
Okay, good.
I married her off.
Well, somebody
sent her away.
That's right. Yes.
But I determined then I had to make a lifestyle change. And so I started looking at what I could do to, you know, lose weight and start getting in better shape. And I discovered that just exercise and dieting was a Band-Aid. It wasn't nearly enough to handle what I needed. And so as I started going to medical meetings that were more focused in this area, I came across a doctor out of Brussels who was a third-generation endocrinologist, and he was treating very rich people with comprehensive hormone supplementation. And as we talked, I discovered that there was a whole lot I didn't know. And so I went to Brussels, looked at his patients, talked with him, and saw some medical charts, came home and said, you know, it's obvious I don't know everything I should know about this. So I started, in those days, we didn't have much of an internet. Mm-hmm. I had to go up to the University of Washington at the end of my long work day and paw through the files and the stacks for till 2 o'clock in the morning, learning about what nobody else seemed to know in the area. There, there really was a lot we could do about the aging process. Mm-hmm. And as I put it together and I looked at who in America was doing clinics of this sort, they were all outrageously overpriced.
Mm.
Everybody wanted to treat super rich people and be the doctor to the stars. You can't have 1,000 doctors through the stars, not enough stars to go around.
Mm.
And so I decided to try to get the cost of the clinic as low as practical. My goal eventually became to get the cost of the clinic less than the monthly cost of an automobile. And my philosophy was, if your new car is more important to you than your body, you've made one set of choices and you'll take the consequences. On the other hand, if your health and your body are more important to you than a new car, you're going to make a whole different set of choices.
Mm.
And that became my basic price point. I wanted to keep a year at our clinic less on a monthly basis than the average cost of a new car in America. And as a consequence, you know, we've now done this for 28 years, and we have the lowest cost comprehensive clinic of this type in America. No one else does the comprehensive care that we do at the low price that we do. Now, the downside of that was I didn't make much profit. In fact, many years I didn't make any profit, but it covered itself. At least it broke even. And I've never been greedy. You know, as long as I had enough to eat, I was happy. But then it occurred to, not to me, but to my new company president, he said, Jerry, it's laudable that you want to take to this as many people as possible. But has it occurred to you that if you make a profit and you can reinvest that profit in growth, you can actually take it to more people? And so,
good point.
It's a wonderful
point.
Yes,
very good point.
And so, you know, we're trying to provide as much care as we can at the lowest price point we can, but we're also trying to figure out ways to make a profit. Mm-hmm. And part of this is the new video. You know, we're doing about 13,000 people a week on this radio show, but on the video channels, it's possible we might take it to 10, 20, 30, 50 times that many people over within a year or so. That then means we bring a whole lot more people into the top of the funnel, which become patients, which means our profit margin can start to rise even without raising the price as much.
Mm, because you have more people to share.
Because you have more people to spread the overhead. Mm-hmm. That then means that we can afford to open remote clinics other places.
Yeah. Like on a yacht?
And take it. Well, no, I was actually thinking scattered around the United States. Mm-hmm. I am not going to get a yacht.
No. That was just a dream.
But, no, I just figure I'd like to make this a national instead of a local project.
Right.
And that means I have to be able to market to a wider spectrum of America.
Right.
And so the first thing we're going to do is instead of opening clinics on the East Coast is to find another MD that we can bring in that we will dedicate as our telemedicine doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. So that people that are anywhere in America, I want to get that doctor licensed in all 50 states so that wherever the patient is, we can do telemedicine for that person.
Good idea.
And they can come see us here periodically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, I want to be able to provide services across the country.
Yeah.
And then if the demand on the East Coast is high enough, I'd put a clinic there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually looking at ways to grow the clinic and improve profitability without having a big rise in the price.
Mm.
So I'm trying to keep the price as low as practical and still then turn a significant profit to allow us to take it to more people.
Mm. Great idea.
Mm-hmm. That's my goal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've said to you many times, love what we do. And I do believe that there aren't many practices that offer the whole spectrum of what we do. Certainly, I don't know of anybody else here in this area.
No, right? And the only ones I know that are being as aggressive and comprehensive as we are charging $50,000 to $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, the average cost for us, our fees, supplements, prescription drugs,
visits,
everything put together, about $6,500 a year. So, you know, again, less than the average new car monthly payment. Mm-hmm. And when you compare that to people charging $50,000 and $100,000 a year, we're almost free.
Mm. You know? There you go.
And so I'd say, let's try to keep our price as low as we can.
Yeah.
But let's try to increase that funnel, get more people in the door, and be able to spread it across the country.
Great idea. Love it.
There you go. The story of longevity and what our future plans are, the hopes and dreams of Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat here in the studio. I'm Lynette, glad to be with you this morning, and we aren't done yet. Our phone lines are open for you, so give us a call, 206-421-5757. You've already been outside. You had your cool walk. Now it's going to get hot. Come inside. Make a phone call. We'd love to talk with you. 206-421-5757. We'll be right back after this break.
We are back. Leading Edge Medicine continues this morning. And boy, the phones just went crazy. I'm glad all of you took a walk. You came in now because it's starting to warm up outside. Sunshine for the next week. So enjoy. We are headed to Shoreline. Charles on the line. Hi there, Charles.
Hello,
good morning.
Charles.
Hey. How are you guys doing today?
You know, as I have said often, scoundrels in charge find out how good we feel, they're going to tax it. Let's avoid excess tax, shall we? Keep it a secret.
It probably would tax just because of what you guys are.
Yes.
Anyway, the question is, I have a relative that is, nobody knows how much he's worth. He thinks he's broke, but he may be worth as much as $10 million.
Wow.
And in the last 4 months, he's lost 40 pounds. He thinks he's going broke, and he is paranoid of protein, carbohydrates, drugs, bacteria, the list goes on.
Oh, dear.
And is there anything you can give to him that make him desire to eat?
We can boost his metabolism. You know, again, several things we want to look at. You want to look at his thyroid function. Low thyroid tends to make people cold, tired, lethargic,
and overweight.
They tend to gain weight.
Yeah.
He lost 40 pounds.
All right.
Yeah.
You know,
but hyperthyroidism.
Yeah. But they don't.
They lose weight.
Yeah. They lose weight, but they tend to be hyperactive.
Yeah, they do.
They don't generally get depressed. If anything, they're manic.
Yeah. Is your friend depressed?
I think he is because I refer to him as analysis paralysis.
Unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, you know, I've got a friend who is also concerned that he may be down to his last $50 million.
This guy was only worth maybe 10, maybe 20, but nobody knows.
Well, this guy's taxes are probably more than I've earned in my lifetime. So, you know.
But hey, wait a minute. Rich people don't pay taxes, though.
Well, that's what I keep hearing. But,
you know, but
listen,
you keep
talk to the rich
checks,
people, they tell you about their taxes.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, we'd really need to do a comprehensive evaluation on this fellow. I can't tell you right off the top of my head where his problems lie, but I'm convinced we could find out pretty quickly.
You know, a 40-pound weight loss quickly is a concern. So
it's a big worry.
Regardless of whether you bring
him to us or take him
somewhere else, he needs an evaluation.
Yes. Well, 40-pound weight loss is a big weight loss.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you do that in a year, it's fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he's done it in a matter of months, that's scary as all get out.
Yeah.
Because then I want to do a gallery test on him. Where is the cancer hiding?
Yeah.
You know, you want to do a good malignancy workup. You want to do a good cardiac workup. Make sure he's not in congestive failure. We'd check every hormone we could think of on a guy like that. I can't tell you what his problems are. I can tell you that if
mental,
we worked him up, we could probably come up with some answers.
Sure. But, mental, cognitive, GI. It could be anything.
Yeah, but it means that we have to get him interested enough to get worked up.
Yeah. So, I would start with a good primary care provider and a good workup.
A workup would start with you with the gallery test and then some other things.
Well, we do our standard hormone panels. We'd probably run a few extra specialty tests looking at his gut function. Does he have leaky gut syndrome and so on? We'd look at his, we'd probably do, because it sounds like your cost is not a major object for him, so we can run tests.
Other than the fact he thinks he's broke.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I can't control what he thinks, okay? But if you ask me what tests would I like to run to sort out his problem, I'd probably want to do a nutrient panel on him. So we'd check for 35 different vitamins and minerals, as well as to see where his, you know, his special nutrient deficiencies are. And we can test all of these things. It's just that people have to be willing to get it done. And, you know, we aren't their daddy. We're not their boss. We can't force them to. We offer, people accept or they reject. I mean, that's the real world.
Okay. So any of the clinics here. He actually is from out of state, but he's here right now being taken care of by the rest of us.
Well, and, you know, we can run these tests. We'll assume he's going to be around for a few weeks. We could run the test panels pretty quickly. You know, as far as taking care of him out of state, that's a bigger issue, you know, because we don't have doctors that are licensed in every state.
Anyway, thank you very much. I don't know what else to say. I've already tried to get both prayer, counseling, dietary, and everything else. So,
All right. Well, like I said, we can do a workup. We can't give you promises about what we would or wouldn't find. We can only tell you that we give it our best shot and we'll do the workup. But that's the most we can do.
All right. Thank you for the call, Charles. Quickly headed to Kent.
Wish your friend all the best.
Yes. Yep. Wow. Headed to Kent. John is on the line. Good morning, John.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you,
sir. I think I've got an easier one for you. I'm a 70-year-old male, reasonably active, type 2 diabetes, take metformin twice a day. Last time I saw my GP, I asked him, how about prescribing me some PDE5 inhibitors? And he says, well, why? I said, well, the only thing I could think of in my brain was, well, because Dr. Mixon recommended it.
But he loved that.
All right. Tell him you have erectile dysfunction, and he'll write it.
Mm-hmm. Well, do I want to lie? So what can I cite him as evidence that it benefits us older guys, other than ED?
Again, we've got papers that show, especially in type 2 diabetics, that it can cut your risk factor of dying of cardiovascular disease from about 30% down to 2% if you combine it with testosterone and a statin. We can show that it improves urinary flow from prostate enlargement. We can show that it decreases the growth of essentially every cancer on earth. We can show that it improves the blood flow to your brain. We show that it improves the blood flow to your muscles, so you're able to exercise and have better endurance. But, you know, if he thinks of it as just an ED drug, and that's what most doctors do, he'll only write it for ED.
Is there a paper that lays out all these benefits?
There are multiple papers on each of those things that I... That I mentioned. Yes, I've got papers about cardiovascular function, about prostate function, about cancer, about blood flow in the brain, about pulmonary hypertension. There's hundreds and hundreds of papers about, you know, the actual functions of PDE5 inhibitors. It's just that most doctors don't take the time to read those. And that's what I do for a living, is I spend 5 to 6 hours a day doing nothing but reading peer-reviewed literature. And I do that so that I can keep my doctors up to date. But I can't educate every doctor in the state, unfortunately. For one thing, most of them don't want to be educated, which I think is kind of sad, but it's the truth.
Okay. So, there's not one monograph that says in general these are the benefits that I can point to.
Well, there are review articles. I mean, there are review articles. You can go to PubMed and type in PDE5 inhibitors and review articles, and they'll pull up. They'll pull up review articles for you. You'll have to kind of scan through them and see how many different conditions that they reviewed in that particular review article.
There's one published in 2016 on PubMed, which is the effect of PDE5 inhibitors on sugar control in type 2 diabetics, and it's a systemic review and a meta-analysis. And that does say that it is considered beneficial. And Jerry, we were talking about the endothelium, and this specifically talks about endothelial lining and helping improve that.
Yeah. It's one of the many ways it improves blood flow to your brain, your kidneys, and your muscles.
Improvement in endothelial function and improved hemoglobin A1C levels.
So, yeah. You know, I pull papers like this all the time for our doctors. But... once more, I'm not here to educate every doctor in the state. I wish I could. But if you want to go to doctors who really know what's going on, you come to Longevity Medical Clinic.
There you go.
You know, that's that's the real answer.
There we go.
Because I spend all my time educating our doctors. That's my job.
All right. John, if you want to hang on the line, you can. Otherwise, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Patrick in just a moment and may have time for one more call after that. Here's the number to call, 206-421-5757. It's Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette. We'll be right back.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
During the break, I pulled up from my doctor teaching file PDE5 inhibitors, papers that I sent out to our doctors 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And on PDE5 and cancer, there are 12 separate articles. Three of them appear to be review articles that in turn looked at a dozen or so other studies. I have 11 articles I sent out on PDE5 inhibition and cardiac dysfunction and diabetes, four papers on PDE5 inhibition and brain function, and two of them on osteoporosis. So, you know, if you add these up just from this one little group that I sent out to our doctors, there's what, 2 and 4 is 6, and... 11, 17, and then another 20 or 12. So, you know, we've got 29 papers just on those few subjects that I sent out in one batch to our doctors a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So these papers on these subjects are in the literature. You just have to have a doctor willing to do the searches and find them.
Mm-hmm.
And if the doctor is not willing to do the searches and doesn't care enough to educate himself, then he's not going to go there. He's going to resent it if other people know more than he does. Doctors are high ego people, and they really don't like it when, you know, your patient's other doctor comes in and says, well, doctor, here's what you really ought to know about this subject. So if the doctor comes to me and asks questions, I will do everything I can to help him and educate him.
Mm-hmm.
But if patients want me to start sending stuff to their doctor, all that's going to do is tick the doctor off.
Yeah, pile up in their email.
So, yeah.
All
so
right.
It's kind of, it's me kind of kicking them in their intellectual teeth. I don't want to do that.
No. All right, we have time for one last call, doctors. We are headed to Auburn. Patrick is on the line. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
Hi. Hi. I've got a two-part question, if you will. I'll try and make it quick. I'm 61. And I'm looking at a right hip replacement, which I don't want to do. And I'm hoping to peer in your doctor bag to see if there's anything you got an idea for.
Okay.
The first time they went in and they shaved the bone down, I was more like a camshaft instead of a ball. So they took the ball down. And then wasn't getting any better. About a year later, they went in and cut the IT band. And they thought that that would be the problem. And still wasn't getting any better. And I thought, well, I'll try the stem cell route. And that didn't help any at all. And now they're suggesting an artificial hip. And wondering if there's any way possible that I can get out of that.
My fear is that there has been so much mechanical mucking around with that hip especially when they were shaving it down and changing the shape, is probably so far from the way it was originally made that replacing it with an artificial one may be your last bet. About the only thing I can tell you is to get a second or third opinion on somebody that also does hips and see if everybody agrees that it needs to be done. You know, if there's somebody who's expert in the field and thinks they might be able to offer you something, you might want to listen to them carefully. But it sounds to me like you've kind of been through the mill.
I have.
Yeah, and so the odds on somebody coming up with something miraculous that's going to repair this hip for you at this point in your life are probably pretty low.
Okay. All right. My second question, if I can, and I'll make it quick. I was a patient about 10 years ago, and I think the patient was the problem. My main problem was just joint pain and terrible back pain, having no L4, L5, and both hips being a problem. And I just didn't get very much results. But then again, I'm saying that the patient was not the doctors. The doctors knew what they were doing, but the patient was a little goofy. Do you, in the next 10 years from when I was a patient, do you think you've made any advancements in joint for your program?
Yeah, you know, the biggest things that we would look at in someone like you that, in addition to our standard program, would be the senescent cell therapies to see if we can knock down the senescent cell load in your body so that your own tissues are better able to heal and repair and grow. Senescent cell therapies in the experimental animals are adding about 16% to lifespan, which in a human would be, you know, adding around 10 or 12 years. And then things like rapamycin, which, you know, are providing more youthful function in large areas of the body. And so, yeah, there are newer modalities that we can use, and neither of those two are very expensive at all. Those interventions add minimal amounts to our cost. And then, of course, there are some really fancy things like the exosome therapies, but those start to really run up the price. So we don't recommend that to a whole lot of people because we're trying to keep the cost as low as we can. But, yeah, there are things available. So you might want to come back and give us a trial for another year and see if we can help.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. Like I said, I'm sure the patient was more of the problem than the doctors by all means.
And but sometimes if you've got problems like bad hips and backs and stuff, you know, those are not things we're good at helping. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you and have a good weekend.
You're welcome, sir. Hope we see you back as a patient again. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Patrick, for the call. Well, just a couple minutes left of the show today. We would love to have you become a patient of Longevity Medical Clinics. Right now, three locations for you. Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland, the yacht location yet to be determined.
I think she wants us to have a yacht.
I know. Well, I do too.
Yes. But at this
just
point,
just make sure I get the invite.
There we go. Absolutely. Three locations: Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. Our brand new remodeled Kirkland facility. We would love to see you here at Longevity. Find out. Don't be afraid of what news we may find. It's so important to get that information. Knowledge is power. Dr. Mixon has said that before. Find out what is going on or what could potentially you be at risk for. Things like dementia, things like heart issues, diabetes. That is at the top of the list. So many people in America dealing with that. Dr. Mixon, you've said so many, one in three by the age of 50?
No. It's the FDA.
CDC
says that one American in three will be diabetic at some point before they die.
Before they die, okay.
And right now, people over 50, the majority are pre-diabetic.
Okay. We don't want this to happen. We want to get you as healthy as possible. And if you've already been diagnosed pre-diabetic, let's work with you. We want to find out more about you. Come in, make that health analysis appointment, and meet the doctors, meet the staff, and find out what we can do for you. Here is that number to call. It's 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also get details by going to our website, lmclinic.com. That's our show for today. We'll be back live in the studio next week right here on Leading Edge Medicine. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.